What up, Love Quest Nation? You are listening to the latest episode of our 5 p.m. Sunday experience, recorded live at our location in Vancouver, BC. So come on in and enjoy a powerful right now word brought to you by our founding and lead pastor, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy.
Tonight, I want to just share a few words with you. Is the purge to surge? The purge to surge. The power of fasting and praying. Our church is going on a fast tomorrow. Amen. Yeah, but I'm about to grub tonight after church before we go on this fast. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to store up some food for the next 3 days. And you can find out information right after this from Natalia in the back from our Good Life Ministry. We are a fasting and praying church. When we started fasting here, man, it's so many people are like, man, I haven't fasted. You've been saved for a long time and no church has invited you or challenged you to fast. But I'm here to tell you that a fasting church is a breakthrough church. And let me tell you, you can't just fast because the world fasts. But it's when you fast and what? Pray. There's a translation that took out the fasting part and just left prayer in there. Because there's an attack. Oh, we don't need to fast. Well, if our master had to fast, what make you think you don't have to fast? You for sure need to fast. So our flesh is weak because we don't live a lifestyle of fasting. There's more people that are fasting and discipline themselves that aren't of Christianity than it is believers. Fasting has great benefits, but kingdom fasting goes beyond simply physical manifestations of losing weight. Kingdom fasting is less about food, and it's more about soul food. Hallelujah. Mark 9:29. Fasting, listen, fasting is not about God. It's about you. God don't need to fast. He needs you to fast. We're going to wait until they do better. Amen. The discipline of fasting releases anointing. So you're not, look, there's no slides tonight. You gotta write, take it back to the old school. Take some notes. Like you do when you go to college, trying to get that diploma you're not gonna use. Amen. Sorry, did I say that? Amen. I'm just playing. Kind of. Mark 9, still ain't ready. Amen. See, I spoiled them, Elder John. I always give them slides, so they thought they was going to cruise tonight and just press next. Trinity, they got to stay ready, bro. See, you got your Bible. Thank you. The discipline of fasting releases anointing. What is anointing? It is being empowered by God to do his work. When I fast, I decrease and he increases. It's always been normal in a relationship with God that his sons and daughters fast. Fasting and praying accelerates purpose. Some people, I can't hear from God. Nah, you did 6 months straight cheeseburgers. Are you probably, no wonder. No. Fasting and praying has to be a regular thing in your life. Now, I don't know if this is going to push you away from Love Quest, but we fast frequently. We have 3 fasts set up for the year. That's at the top and at the end and in the middle. And then what we call, we call these fasts that if the enemy try to mess with us, If there's turbulence, okay, look. Woo, this is so good. When there's turbulence in the airplane and it's really bad, what do they tell you to do? Sat down and what? Fasten your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Oh my God. Hey man, you get it now, okay. Because there's turbulence. And so we are trying to go, look, we're not asking God to land the plane when trouble comes. We're asking him to take us what? Higher. Give us a different perspective. There's power in turbulence. And what do you do in turbulence? I don't know about you, but I pay attention to the flight attendants. If they not tripping, I'm not tripping. Because they're going to be the first one to get a message. If they over there, fasten your seatbelt, please. She might be nervous. He might be nervous. But they go over there real calmly, and they sit there. You notice they don't be looking at nobody, though. They just looking away because they nervous, too. But as long as she not freaking out or he not freaking out, I'm good. And sometimes when there's turbulence, if I'm flying with my wife, she'll cuddle up next to me. She just lay her head down. Either way, keep your eyes fixed on him and what? Pray. But we're not freaking out because we holding on to what? Peace. And so we'll have a fast because it's time to go higher. We'll have a fast when we get from the Lord. You can ask any of these. When we realize that there's a purging happening in our church, and God is dealing with some leaders, and sometimes leaders that start off on fire, they end up at some point getting offended and walking away. And so we fast because the right person leaving can really hurt the church. Now, I'm talking about there's rightful reasons to leave a church. Listen, you ready? But there's also a right way to leave. See, normally when you leave right, you don't mind having a conversation with the people who have been pouring into you. And so if you're a person that just disappears, the next church you're going to go to, guess what you're going to end up doing? Disappearing. Houdini. Amen. You got them Houdini Christians. Amen. And that's why we fast and pray, so we can remain what? Rooted. Sometimes it ain't about you calling a fast. God can call a fast. Audible. Hey, I see something coming. I know you didn't plan for this, but the person in your life about to cause some turbulence. So I need you to fast to get through this turbulence. So we fast for that. Here we go. He answered, "This type of powerful spirit can only be cast out by fasting and praying." Let's go to scripture before that. Afterwards, when Jesus arrived at the house, his disciples asked him, because there was a demon that needed to be casted out. And the man went to the people that hung out with Jesus and assumed, if you hang out with Jesus, you should be able to walk in the anointing of Jesus. If you've been getting the teachings of Jesus, you should be disciplined. You should reflect Jesus. He says, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" You know that's a bold demon that stands up to you and be like, "I ain't going nowhere." You all in the demon face. "Come out of you, Roshekororobote." And the demon just sitting there like, "I don't know who you are. You just helped me and my friends. Didn't you just sleep with that person and help them fall? Didn't you just pass that joint to your friend? How you gonna now cast me out when you assisted me?" And they're just laughing back. "I ain't going nowhere." because the spirit realm knows Jesus. They don't flee because of flesh, and they don't flee because of volume. They flee because of oneness with Christ. The reason they flee from your authority is because they don't see you, they see Jesus. The reason they flee and shiver when you sing is because they hear the blood coming off of your tongue. They hear faith coming out of your soul. He said, afterwards, when Jesus arrived at the house, his disciples asked him in private. Because they probably was out there feeling like a fool. Demon just acting a fool and they couldn't do nothing. But they hanging out. They go to church all the time. Family in trouble. I don't know. Let me call Elder John so they can pray for you. Why a Christian got to call another Christian to pray for somebody? There's power in you. There's Jesus in you. Why couldn't we cast out this demon? Why couldn't we save our marriage? Why couldn't I help when our friend needed help? Why isn't my city changing? Why did our church doors close? Why can't I break this addiction? Why can't I break this porn addiction? Why can't I break this addiction of alcohol? Why can't I stop drinking? Why can't I stop this rage? Why can't I stop talking to people this way? Why can't I stop gossip? Why can't I? There's some things that will only come out. Listen, next. This type, you do know there's types of strongholds. This type of powerful spirit. Maybe you're dealing with something from molestation. Maybe you're dealing with something from abandonment. Maybe you're dealing with daddy issues. Maybe you're dealing with something, no matter how excited you get about Jesus, no matter how much you give, no matter what, you keep going. Your default is anger. Your default is rejection. Your default is sabotage. And you're like, well, I fasted. Here you go. I could imagine the rich ruler said, Jesus, I've done this. I've fasted. I've done that. And Jesus says, that's awesome you fasted. But while you fasted, did you follow me? After you fasted, did you keep following me? You don't fast merely for a result. You fast for relationship. And out of relationship, you overcome. You can't just, you don't fast because, oh man, I've been tired of dealing with this and I'm going to fast. And then at the end, you're like, it's still there. You're not making a deal with God when you fast. You're fasting because you want more of him. You're fasting because you authentically want him to have his way in your life. You're fasting because you want to know his heart. You're not fasting so God can help you buy this house. Yes, there's specific things you're believing for, but while you're fasting, you're believing they're done. You're not wasting your fast begging God to do something. The mere fact that you are fasting is a sign that you are surrendered. And he says these kind only come out by what? Fasting and praying. Ephesians 1:17. While they're turning there. Elimination of food unclutters the spirit. We're not going without. We're what? Going within. Every time people hear fasting, they automatically start thinking about what I cannot eat. Well, let me tell you, what can you eat? I get some good kale. I get to eat some great salads. I get to eat some veggie tacos. Yes. When you find 100% corn tortillas. Just trying to help you out a little bit. Throw a little egg on there. Avocado. Salsa. Man, I don't know what that was, but amen. We're so spoiled. We're like, you take away meat and we act like we don't have nothing to eat. You take away sugar and we forget sugar is in fruit. But fruit ain't sweet no more because you keep on eating fuzzy peaches. I pray. Verse 16. Verse 17. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. When you're fasting, you're deepening your intimacy. Here's fasting. Here's fasting just on a practical level. Husbands say, you know what, babe, for the next 30 days, no video games for me. No going out with the fellas. I'm not going to even go to the gym, babe. I'm just going to do push-ups here and run around the living room. I'm staying home. So just on a practical level, you may just fast a few things to have more intimacy with your spouse. So I'm going to eliminate some things so I can spend more time with her or more time with him or more time with my kids. I'm not going to work overtime this week. I'm going to take those hours I spent on overtime and come home and toss the ball before dark. Right? So forget food. You can always fast. Because fasting develops intimacy. It don't mean you just give up something. That's dangerous. You give up, then replace. You give up time on television, replace it with time in the Word. You give up time singing your favorite secular songs, and you spend a week singing some worship music. So when we're fasting, we're decreasing from our desires and increasing in His desires. Trying to help somebody. Verse 18. He says, I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones. Another translation says that he will enlighten, he will flood your inner man. Say inner man. Fasting focuses on the inner man. It starves the flesh and beefs up the inner man. Some of us could last a lot longer in trouble if our inner man had muscle. We can fight for our marriage if our inner man has muscle. See, when your inner man got muscle, you don't just tolerate, you overcome. But we in a time where we just want quick change. We want to change the external. I don't like that. I'm going to get rid of it or I'm going to leave it. Versus staring the enemy straight in the face, fast and pray. Increase your prayer language. Increase your accuracy in prayer. Come to know God's will. Hear his voice. Pray, meditate. You got to feed that inner man. Ephesians 4:23. We're going to finish strong. This fast is not for 2021. This fast is to squeeze the last bit of juice out of 2020. Oh, we're going to see a buzzer beater before this year is over. We're going to hear more testimonies of what God has done for you, for your family, on your job, in your finances, in your church, in your relationships. Man, I'm not coasting out of 2020. Are you crazy? So many people have already put 2020 off. That is so ignorant. Just think of what you're saying. I'm just going to use the breath in my body to wait for next year. What if you don't make it to next year? You go to heaven just not waiting on the Lord, but waiting for 2021. He says, he didn't say, when I return, will I find them in waiting for the next year? He said, when I return, will I find them in what? Faith. Faith is active. Man, if Jesus came back yesterday, guess what he would have found us doing, Elder John? Worshiping. Now it's time to be made new by every revelation that's been given to you. And to be transformed as you embrace the glorious Christ within as your new life and live in union with him. For God has recreated you all over again in his perfect righteousness, and you now belong to him in the realm of truth. Holiness. Can you give me verse 23 in the Amplified Classic? Say, I'm new. See, when you fast, you tap into new. I love this cult, this community, because you can tell, I get the pulse on the church now. Like, no one will come to you and say, Pastor, let's fast. But when you call one, folks be like, oh my God, man, I was just feeling that in my spirit that we should have fasted. Thank you, Pastor. I'm so excited. Because folks kind of nervous of a fast, but then your spirit is calling a fast. Sometimes you need to listen to your body when your body is telling you it's time to fast. You've been running me all over the place, putting all that stuff in your, chill out, time to fast. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. And put on the new nature created in God's image, God-like, in true righteousness and holiness. Be renewed by the spirit of your mind, in the spirit of your mind, daily. And so what are we doing when we fast these next 21 days? We're refreshing. We're renewing. Our inner man needs help. I don't care how good your car look. If you don't take care of the inside, you lose value. Your car gonna break down. It don't never look right when you see like a brand new, like you see a Maserati on the side of the freeway broke down. That don't look right. Maserati should never had a hood up on the side of the road. And some of you have a really nice shell. But if we pop the hood, you ain't had an oil change in years. I don't care how saved you are. If you don't change your oil, anointing oil, you do know the oil has to continue to be poured. And if you don't pour the oil, you don't use your anointing, you don't release your anointing, you don't impart wisdom to the next generation, you just got old oil. And what happens when you don't change your oil? Huh? What is an oil change? I would get close, but I would. Let me just turn it this way. Hold on. No, back up. Go over here.
It seizes up the engine.
Bad oil. And what does seizes up the engine mean? It what? Locks it up. Shuts it down. You get weary. I can't serve no more. Y'all do too much. No, you haven't had an oil change. I needed an oil change the other day. You know when you kind of tote the line, you that little oil change like bing. Now if you don't got a newer car, you don't get the bing. You just get the light that's just withering on there, just like oil change. But you get them, you look at that sticker, you like 100,000, what you call it? I was gonna say miles. You about 100,000 kilometers over your oil change. You like, they just trying to get your money. They just always want you to come back early. No, you better obey that sticker in Jesus' name. That's how we'll do the Lord though. Nah, God don't mean now. He talking about the future. Look at your neighbor, say, change your oil, you're getting rusty. See, I hear them knees creaking. You need some WD-40 on them knees. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord. A church that fasts and prays is a church of power and breakthrough. Daniel fasting broke the power of delay. Some stuff is being delayed not because God has not released. It's just your flesh got you going the wrong direction. It got your sight kind of blurry. You can't just fast for merely losing weight. Losing weight in fasting is a plus. So at the end of the fast, you can't be measuring your waist. That is not the goal. If all you did was lose physical weight, but you didn't lose soul weight, you skinny with depression. Skinny with anxiety. Skinny with anger. You looking good, though, but in the spirit realm, if we put them little red beams on you, we see all kind of bags behind you. You know them little wedding cars when people just get married, they got cans on the end of the on the back. If we can look in the spirit realm, you can see, and that's what good shepherds do. You don't just come in and be like, Pat, and talk all the Christian language. We like, no, baby, you need just sit down for a little bit, because I hear them cans. Hey, that's what Saul said. He was like, no, I killed everything. He said, well, what are those sheep that I hear? You think you're hiding something, but God put a man and woman of God around you. And it's like, yeah, you come in, you've been fooling everybody up to this point. I hear bags. Sorry the last pastor didn't check your luggage, but you got stuff in there. And because the last pastor didn't tend to your luggage, you came here with more. You've come to a place that love you enough to make sure the next time this plane take off, you're going to be ready to soar. Yeah, we're going to soar. And listen, it don't take long. It don't take long. Demons do not flee because of fasting. They flee because of the name of Jesus. And so when you fast and you align yourself with Jesus, yes, you increase in power, but you increase in power because you've allowed him to increase in his presence in your life. You start praying sharper. You start seeing clearer. You're not fooled too much no more. You know, too much. Let's start off with too much. You're not betwixt. You're not easy to be offended. You're not easy to walk away. The word fast is moving or capable of moving at high speed. I'm not talking about the food, and I'm just looking at the word fast right now. Moving or capable of moving at high speed. Taking a short time to get somewhere. Performing or able to perform a particular action quickly. This is proven that when you fast, it accelerates things. When you fast, it causes power to enter your life and ability, efficiency, and might. So it's not just abstaining from, but the abstaining or the removal of weight in your life makes not only your physical man lighter, but it makes your inner man lighter, and you're able to go, you're able to speak, a boldness rises up in you, and where you was fearful, faith begins to rise. You can't lie. Sometimes you eat too much, sometimes you eat the wrong thing, sometimes you don't eat. Either one, sometimes it can make you grumpy. But when you remove the light, man, I'm telling you, I sleep the best when I fast. I sleep so good when I fast. And I get up quicker. I wake up and I'm like, up. And when you're just eating however you want, you wake up and you roll over. Oh. Grab that phone. You rarely hit snooze. But when your body don't have to work so hard, your brain can work well. When you fast something or fasten, it's firmly fixed or attached. That's what you call fastening your seatbelt. You're fixing something. When you fast, you fix yourself on Jesus. You're fixing your eyes on Him. And listen, your body does cry out. That's what He wants. When you start feeding your flesh on a daily, you do less crying out. When you fast, your flesh is really crying out, literally. When we first start fasting, some folks for sure rebelled. Right, Caleb? Caleb would tell you, he was like, man, I wouldn't miss this, please. This ain't my church fully yet, so. That's when he like, my other church ain't fasting right now, so. Yeah, I go to that church right now, so. That's when I don't go to Love Quest, so he pulled the other one, okay. I remember our first couple fasts when people were really struggling. And I remember as a body when everybody really clicked in. Not only physically did people start glowing and was in some of the best shape of their lives, but man, there was just like this, there was something that happened within our community. It was this unity. It was this chemistry. You're not alone. And that's why on our website, on our IG, on our app, we're not only, we have recipes. Natalia and them is posting things on ideas of how to cook certain things and certain bone broths you can fix up. How to tweak kale 3 times. You can have cheese with your kale. Vegan cheese. But we have help, and then we have Pastor Daniela doing the exercise part, where we have exercise challenge. And as a team, no matter what we was doing, when that certain time hit, we all drop and do our, what you call them, our planks. 30 planks together just to get the body moving. We go, people partner up and go on walks. Take the long route. So you're not fasting alone. John 15, verse 2. Need a couple more and we're going Jedi. I think I'm going to teach. We're going to teach on the power of fasting and praying for the next couple weeks. Because there's so much deliverance that comes in fasting. And I want to make sure we succeed through this fast. And we'll partner with you. I found out there's so much good food out there. So much. First time you hear, we're not doing sugar. What? Already offended. We need white. Oh, okay. Well, give me the Amplified Classic then. My daughter up there being deep. This is red letter. This is Jesus talking. To purge is to rid of whatever is impure or undesirable. To purge is to cleanse and to purify, to rid or clear or free up. When you're fasting, you're literally making room for God. He says, any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, He cuts away, trims off, takes away, and He cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to what? Bear fruit. So you see, the fruitless gets purged, but also the fruitful gets purged. But I want you to see why the fruitful gets purged. The fruitful gets purged so it can bear more fruit, but more richer fruit. Love Quest, I promise you, we are not where we are, and we do not get to where we are without fasting and praying in our culture. We are not where we are. My marriage is not where it is. My fathering is not where it is. If I don't have a lifestyle, and if we don't have a lifestyle of fasting and praying for Jesus' sake, not for weight's sake, but for Jesus' sake. And people are radically changing their lives during fasting here. I look at my mans right here, JT, man, we didn't grow up plant-based. Marijuana, that's all the plant-based my family was doing. We was plant-based, all right. He just all the way just went there. I thought we was going to ease in together. But people are radically changing their lives. People are getting off of medication. Blood pressures is going down. People are getting off of insulin. And we're not just fasting just to fast. We're fasting for radical change. Surging. It's a strong, wave-like, forward movement. It's a rush or a sweep. Surging is a strong, swelling, wave-like volume or body of something. Surging is a sudden, strong increase or burst. In military, it's a significant increase in the number of troops deployed to an area. They surge onto a scene. And all I'm believing for is for a surging, a bursting, a move of God in your life before this year is over. See, I don't want to get to 2021 to see what's going to happen. I want to go into 2021 dictating what's going to happen in my life. I'm going to be proactive going into 2021. I'm not just going to slide into 2021. I'm busting into 2021. You don't wait till 2021 to see. You know how many people start off 2021, especially after celebrating the night before? New Year's resolution gonna start on the 10th of January. You gotta warm up. No, you warm up now. And you go into 2021 victorious. You don't wait for the government to decide what you're gonna do. So what if they shut everything down? That has nothing to do with your peace and your joy. And then surging is a sudden rush or burst of current or voltage. A violent, oscillatory disturbance. Man, when you fast, there is an increase in power in your life. There's an increase of revelation in your life. When you're fasting, seeking God. Again, if you're just fasting, seeking meat, or fasting or seeking sugar, then you're missing it. But if you're fasting and seeking God, power increases in your life. Write these down and we will do this. Get 1 Samuel, don't put it up, but get 1 Samuel 17:49. Fasting exposes blind spots in your life. You ever talk to those people? They're like, man, you like, how you doing? Man, I'm good. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm good. No, there's blind spots. I know you got rid of, you've overcome the big issues in your life. But what about those small foxes? The ones you think you hide from everybody. The problems only you have when you lay on your pillow, that insecurity. It exposes the blind spots. Fasting binds the works of the flesh. Fasting can strengthen your prayer life. Fasting releases wisdom, vision, and strategy. You ready for this? Fasting builds up resistance towards the enemy. And God knows we need to increase our resistance, right? That's why you build up a strong immune system. Fasting builds up your inner immune system, your spirit man immune system, right? Fasting is like spiritual kombucha. I'm telling you, spiritual electrolytes, spiritual, it just builds you up. Spiritual probiotics. It builds up that gut culture. So you had a gut to face the enemy. So you have the gut to face persecution. Some people can't stand persecution. They don't have the guts to face when people walking out on them, because you haven't built up your immune system. So you'll just fall for anything, whatever anybody tell you. You'll run back to anything because you haven't built up the guts to stand on your own and trust God. When persecution comes, you easily wither. Fasting refreshes the soul. Fasting prepares the vessel for service. Fasting is a posture of waiting and a stirring up of expectation. Fasting is a posture of waiting and a stirring up of expectation. When you feed your feelings, you satisfy your flesh. But when you starve your flesh, you strengthen your inner man. These next 21 days, we're going to loosen the grip of Leviathan. And we're going to talk about Leviathan over these next few weeks. We're going to expose a spirit that chokes the life out of you. And then we're going to expose Jezebel. And we're going to talk about Jezebel a little bit. Because while we're fasting, it's the greatest time to expose deeper things, because your eyes are open. So while we're fasting, this is not the time to miss. Great breakthrough will come. Close 1 Samuel 17:49. This fast, we're gonna put our foot on the devil's neck. And before 2021 comes, we are gonna cut the head off of some very strongholds in our lives. I am here to challenge every last one of us. Do not take Goliath into 2021 with you. Whatever has taunted you in 2020, take this fast and cut the head off of it. Don't you dare. Whatever God reveals to you in this fast, take it into 2021. That's your bad. The Lord is trying to free you up. He's already given me the thing for 2021. Can't tell you that. You just got to come to New Year's Eve service. But man, 2021 is going to be an amazing year. I don't know what the world going to throw. I don't know if they're going to shut things down. But what God has revealed, it ain't got nothing to do with a shutdown. The shutdown can't shut nothing down that he going to release. David put his hand into his bag and took out a stone and slung it. David faced Goliath. A whole nation was being taunted. A whole city was being taunted. And here comes this little shepherd boy. And it struck the Philistine, sinking into the forehead. What is a Philistine spirit? It's a bully. The Philistine spirit is always trying to keep you off of what God has promised you. It's a bully. It's a taunting spirit. And it taunts you and it keeps you away. It has you checking your resume and disqualifying yourself. Philistine spirit will have you thinking it won't work this time. Philistine spirit will have you thinking, oh, this church bad too. But look what David did. Bah! And he fell on his face to the earth. Keep going. He didn't just knock him down. This is what I love about David. He wasn't satisfied with a relief from the taunting. He wasn't satisfied with a season or a break from Goliath. You can't just be happy with a break from your mess. Look, because I'm telling you, you got to get rid of the root and not just change the fruit. You know that movie when you think the man is dead and then they walk it outside and here it comes. You're like, watch out! So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. How did he get so accurate, JT, with a sling and a stone? Because he was faithful when no one was watching. He was faithful when it looked like he was being overlooked. And struck down the Philistine and slew him. But no sword was in David's hand. David didn't have in his hand what he needed to utterly destroy. But what the enemy tries to use to destroy you will be the very thing that God uses to destroy him. Let's go. So he ran and stood up. The season that you thought was going to destroy you is going to be the season that gave you the experience you needed to overcome. It took his sword and drew it out of its sheath. He took Goliath's, man. And some of us are so afraid to walk through that season alone or whatever the case may be that you forfeit God being able to utterly destroy that thing. But maybe God needs you to walk through that season because it is going to allow you the experience, here you go, and give you the oil you need to walk through this next season of your life. Stop trying to fix stuff that God has destroyed. He says, and he cut off his head with Goliath's sword. What the enemy meant for evil, God will take it and turn it around for your good. And when the Philistines saw that their leader was dead, they fled. And do you know how many little spirits is connected to your strong man? See, if you get rid of the strong man, stop trying to fight these little demons in your life and just face the giant in your life, it will utterly destroy the whole shebang. And that's what fasting is going to do. And then the men of Israel and Judah rose with a shout. Your family is depending on you to overcome the root. Your family is dependent on you to overcome the strongholds. And what sent one nation disturbed caused another nation to rejoice. I'm not going to get on Israel and say they was cowards. I want to focus on the fact that David was the chosen one to overcome. So forget the other churches. Forget your family members. Because if you focus on them being cowards, you'll overlook you being chosen. And so stop looking at what other people aren't doing and pick up your cross and pick up your sling and pick up your stones. It's not about what people aren't doing or what they should have did. It's about what God is calling you to do. And so we're going into this fast victorious. We're going into this fast expecting God to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine. We're going into this fast as overcomers. We're going into this fast as sons and daughters. We're going into this fast believing that 2020 will not have the last say. COVID will not have the last say. We will not take trash into 2021. What the enemy tried to use to kill us in 2020 will be the very thing that propel us into 2021. So you are victorious. You are an overcomer. You are a mighty man of God. What God said, it shall come to pass. It ain't over. Just lift your hands right where you are. It's not over. Look at this fast as a blessing. Look at this fast as a gift. Look at this fast as a vehicle that is going to accelerate. These 21 days will do more for you than the last 8 months took from you. Yes. See, it's like summer school. That, you know, when you can, it's the accelerated class. It's the accelerated class. What is it called? It's AP class. It's also when you could take a course in a few weeks and get the same credit. Some people went for three intensive. Fasting is an intensive course. So don't look at it at 21 days. Take each day. For some of the work that God does in a day, you can take each day as a month. Because God's time is different than our time. He can save a nation in one day. So what can't he do in your life in 21? Look, and we're not waiting till on day 21 for results, Elder Roseanne. Day one, God's coming through. The blessings don't come when the fast is over. The Lord is in the fast day by day. So don't you dare go through the fast, can't wait till it's over. Man, the blessing is here. So thank you, Jesus, for strength. And lift your hands. All those that will partake in the fast, Lord God, I thank you. And we're telling you, if you fall, this is not giving you a way out, but if you fall off one day, don't just eliminate yourself for the rest of the fast. Get back up. Lord, I thank you for strength. When the physical man is weak, that we see that our inner man is rising up, Lord God. We thank you for putting muscle on our inner man, Lord God. Thank you for raising up more prayer warriors, Lord God, that pray the word of God, that pray with accuracy, that pray with efficiency, Lord God. I thank you for great breakthrough in these 21 days, Lord God. Thank you for restoration, refreshing. I thank you for strategy being released in these 21 days. I thank you for businesses being restored in these 21 days. Thank you for families being reconciled in these 21 days. Thank you for healing and deliverance in these 21 days, Lord God. You're moving even right now, Lord God. Thank you for strongholds being exposed and exploited and exposed and Lord, annihilated, Lord. I thank you for destroying strongholds in our lives. Come on, just thank them for it now. Thank them for it now. We're running into this fast, believing God. We're believing God. Thank you for clarity during this fast, Lord God. We humble ourselves before you, Lord God. We want to go through this fast correctly, Lord God. No complaining, Lord God. Break the spirit of delay, Lord God. Jehovah Bel-Perazim, the Lord of the breakthrough. Breakthrough in our lives, Lord God. I thank you for favor on our jobs in these 21 days. Favor with our family members in these 21 days. Thank you for salvations in these 21 days. Thank you. Thank you. And Lord, we stand on behalf of the body of Christ in this city. Buildings, church buildings that have started to be built, but because of COVID, it's been delayed. Lord, I ask you for favor with the city that every pastor gets the permits they need, that get the finances they need, Lord God. We're a church for the church, so we're asking for breakthrough for the Church of Vancouver, Lord God. I declare pastors get the boldness to go back into their church. Churches open back up, Lord God. People have their places of worship again, Lord God. Thank you for breakthrough in the body of Christ, Lord God. That men and women of God take back their posts, Lord God. I come against the spirit of discouragement, Lord God. Encourage our pastors. Encourage our clergy, Lord God. We pray for wisdom in the parliament, Lord. We pray for wisdom in the courthouse. We pray for wisdom and strategy in our government. And Lord, LoveQuest prays for favor with the city. I thank you that city officials will seek us out. Will seek us out to continue to spread the manifestation of peace in Vancouver. Favor in the city, Lord God. Come on, say favor in the city. Favor when we come in. Favor when we go out. Favor in the city. Favor in the field, Lord God. Bless coming in. Bless going out. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're the lender and not the borrower, Lord God. We are blessed, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And during this fast, Lord, we lift up Surrey Langley. And Lord, as we go cast our net, we thank you for a Peter miracle. Lord, we truly want to spread your gospel. So we lift November 15th up to you. We break the spirit of delaying RSVP. And as you did with so many men and women of God in the Word, their fame spread throughout the city. And Lord, we promise whatever little fame you give LoveQuest throughout this city, throughout this nation, throughout this world, we're promised to give you the glory. We're promised to point back to you, Lord God. Just lift up your hands one more time, and just right where you are, any prayer warriors, any worshipers, just lift up a little bit of worship right where you are.
Thanks for joining us. Stay connected with us by following us on social media at LoveQuestINTL Church. And join us next time as we receive another powerful Right Now word brought to us by our man of God, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy the rest of your day, and in the meantime, get your love fixed, man.